Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'll tell you what, I've been scouring the internet looking for people that, to be honest with you, I think are in trouble. Absolutely in trouble. In trouble in the form of the retirement plan that they were banking on, if they even had one, it's not working. That's the warning, Will Robinson, warning. Remember Lost in Space, right? I'm kind of referring to the old version, not the current Netflix version, which was pretty good, I thought. Anyway, but there's an article I read that just kind of fired me up and made me feel sad at the same time. Yeah, that's very possible. I can get all emotional and I can get sad at the same time. You probably can do that too. And this article was published in The Guardian. Now, The Guardian, you may recognize The Guardian as a publication from the left coast of the country. Yeah, I believe The Guardian is based out of San Francisco, California. So keep in mind, there might be a little bit of a slant to the story that you may or may not agree with. But having said that, I think the main theme of the story is a wake-up call to you. It is a total wake-up call to you. Because I don't care how old you are right now. I don't care if you're in your 20s, your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. I don't care how old you are. The information I'm about ready to share with you should scare the bejeebers out of you. It really should. It should be a wake-up call to let you know that maybe what you're doing for retirement isn't working. I'm serious as a heart attack. And I've had one of those. Yeah. So here's the article. At 75, I still have to work. Millions of Americans can't afford to retire. Oh, and it gets worse because there's a byline that goes with the story. Yeah, it says, number of U.S. workers age 75 and up expected to increase 96.5% over the next decade. And some are saying, we must die. Well, wait a minute. That's not what they're saying. They're saying we must work until we die. Yeah, this is published in The Guardian. Now, I'll tell you, this story, it was actually published in December of 2021. So you might be thinking, oh, well, that's old news, Al. Why are you talking about old news? Because the person I'm about ready to address in this story is living this version of hell. Yeah, she is living, in Al's opinion, a version of hell. So you probably want to know what's in the story. Okay, so this story focuses on a lady by the name of Maria. I'm not going to tell you her last name because I don't think it's relevant. What is relevant is that she has achieved the age of 75 in her life. So she's achieved a milestone, to be honest with you, that not everybody will achieve in their lifetime. Not everybody lives that long. Yeah, so she's 75 years old, and she has worked as a food prep worker with a contractor at the Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. Now, she's done that job for the last 17 years. 17 years. She's 75 now, which means at the age of 57, oh, wait a minute, I'm 57. That would be equivalent to me making a decision to go to the San Antonio Airport because I need a job to sustain myself. And all of a sudden, I get a job at the San Antonio Airport, and now I'm going to work there for the next 17 years. And that's literally what this lady's done. Now, the story gets to be a little bit more difficult to deal with. Because this lady, she's making $14.50 an hour. That's what they say in the article. Now, if you look at minimum wage in Phoenix, I don't think the minimum wage in Phoenix is $14.50. So she's getting more of a preferred rate, right? But having said that, aren't there places in the United States that have said that minimum wage shall be $15? So let's cut right to the chase. Maria is effectively working a minimum wage job. Now, her cost of living in Phoenix is probably not as significant as it would be, say, if she lived in most parts of California. But she's still essentially working a minimum wage job. And she's been doing that for the last 17 years. Now, it gets worse. Trust me, it gets worse. Because her husband, who actually got to a place of retirement in his life, at least they say in the article, he is retired. He receives a whopping $400 a month in Social Security benefits. Now, this article does not say that he brings in any other income. It just says he gets a $400 check from the government. And he's trying to get by, along with Maria, on a $400 government Social Security check and her working at a job that pays her $14.50 an hour. Oh, you want it to get worse? Trust me, her story really, I mean, if I'm not pulling at your heartstrings right now, man, I don't know. You're having a bad day. That's what I'm thinking. If you're not like empathizing with this lady, Maria, now it's still in the article. Maria indicates that she wants to retire also. She's 75. She would like to retire, but she doesn't have that option because she's battling ovarian cancer. Yeah, ovarian cancer. That's what's going on in Maria's life right now. She's working essentially a minimum wage job. She's battling cancer. She's living with her husband who's retired, but he's only bringing in $400 a month. Oh, and then there's the whole COVID thing. Yeah, the whole COVID thing. Because when COVID hit the United States, Maria was one of thousands of workers in the food service industry who were furloughed. Do you know what furloughed means? Furloughed essentially means you're fired, except you got rehiring rights. They'll bring you back. But what it essentially means is, hey, you know what? We don't need you. We kind of like you, though, but we can't afford to pay you. So you need to go away. So what did Maria do? Well, she went away. Now, she got recalled back to work a couple of months ago. But in the meantime, she had to apply for unemployment benefits. Holy smokes. When we come back from the break, there's even more. Stick around.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm sharing with you the story of Maria. Now, Maria is a 75-year-old woman living in Arizona. She's married, and like most Americans, she is trying to get by. Now, this lady is doing what she has to in order to survive. She's literally doing what she needs to do to survive. And when COVID hit the United States, she was furloughed. And when she was furloughed, she lost all of her health care benefits. Now, this lady has ovarian cancer. Yeah, she has ovarian cancer. It says so right here in this article. So what she had to do when she was furloughed was not only apply for unemployment, but she had to rely on food banks to get enough food to eat. And because she had lost that health insurance, because the health insurance was linked to the job, yeah, this is part of that furlough thing where you're fired, kind of, but not really, but you are. Yeah, okay. So she had to skip all of her cancer treatments until she was able to get through the Medicare system. And even though she got herself enrolled into the Medicare system, she still had to pay hundreds of dollars a month out of her pocket to get the treatments that she needed. So let's think about this for a minute. I mean, really, let's think about how much income Maria probably is receiving. I mean, I don't think it's a lot, to be honest with you. Now, we know she makes, what, $14.50 an hour? Okay, so from a tax perspective, let's just say that she retains $12 an hour, that the rest goes to taxes. Is that a fair assessment? I think that's a fair assessment. So essentially, she's going to be working 40 hours a week. That's what I assume. And she's going to be working a month. So she's going to be making about $2,000 take home. About $2,000. That's what she's living off of. Plus the $400 that her husband is receiving from Social Security. So they're living off of Al's estimation, about $2,400 a month. Now, I want you to put yourself in her situation. I realize you are not in her situation. I realize you probably don't live in Phoenix. You probably don't work at the airport. You probably don't have ovarian cancer. You're probably not 75 years old. You might be, but you're probably not. Put yourself in her shoes. Can you live right now, right now, right this very moment? Could you walk a mile in her shoes? Could you live the life that she's living right now? And could you afford to do it on, say, $2,400 of spendable take-home pay? Now, I know some of you are going, dude, $2,400? Heck, I can't even pay my rent with that. Others are going, dude, that's what it cost me for all of my utilities and my vehicle payments. Okay, so we're starting to understand her situation, right? Now, here's the thing. Every one of us has a choice in life, especially in this country. You get a choice in life. You get a choice to do what you choose to do. And as long as it's not illegal and you're not hurting children, you probably can get away with it in this country, right? I mean, that's fair enough. Now, if you try to do some of the stuff that you try to do in communist China, it ain't going to fly. Trust me, that ain't going to fly. You have a lot more freedoms in this country. So Marie and her husband, they had a choice somewhere in life. This article really does not talk about what they did for retirement planning, if they did anything for retirement planning. I'm getting the sense that if they did anything for retirement planning earlier in their lives, they stepped away from it, because there's no indication that at the 75-year mark in her life, she is capable of drawing passive income from some kind of retirement account. It's not even addressed here. What is addressed here is the fact that she's 75 years old and she's working her butt off. That's really what she's doing. Now, here's a quote from her. She said, "At 75 years old, I'm forced to still have to work to try and make ends meet. The health care the company provides is way too expensive, and they've yet to provide a more affordable health care insurance plan." And they make a note that she's paying about $200 a month for her health care. Now, I hate to tell her this, but I know a lot of people that pay way more than $200 a month for their health care. So she's actually doing okay on the pricing. But again, it gets back to the point of, if she has $2,400 a month spendable income and $200 is going right to health care, she only has $2,200 left. She's got to pay rent. She's got to eat. She's got to figure out a way to get to that job so that she can earn that money. So maybe that's bus fare. I don't know. Maybe that's Uber. Maybe she owns a car. So if she owns a car, there's expenses associated with that. Yeah, you know where we're going, right? Yeah, and then people need clothing and yeah. Okay, so the article gets a little bit leaning towards the concept that society owes me something. And I have a problem with that type of notion. I really do. That mindset, I don't think in this country owes anybody anything. I really don't. That's my opinion. That is strictly my opinion. You may agree with it. You may totally disagree with it. I'm okay either way. It doesn't change the fact that Maria is 75 years of age and she's struggling. She is clearly struggling. Is that where you want to be at the age of 75? I'm serious, man. Is that really where you want to be when you turn 75? Now, some of you are going, hey, man, people in my family don't even live that long. I won't make it. Okay, I get that. But what's wrong with maybe changing your mindset a little bit? What's wrong with focusing on a strategy, on a complete time-tested plan that will completely revamp what you do for investing, will put you back in control of what you do for investing? Oh, and by the way, can get you retired in the next 5 years. Yeah, I'm not blowing smoke up your chimney. No, I'm not. I'm telling you that what I have done as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited have done is put into place an investing strategy that Del Walmsley devised 31 years ago. And that system is effective. That system will achieve the results that you're trying to achieve. I'm serious. If you're working in a job right now, you're sick of your boss, you're sick of the work, sick of the hours, you have the right to change what you do. Now, I'm going to tell you this. This is not an overnight wonder. Yeah, this is not like, hey, you show up at a Lifestyles Unlimited free workshop and we hit you with some magic pixie dust and poof, you're retired. That's not how this rolls. The way it rolls is you have to put together a plan for yourself, a plan of action. But before you can put that plan together, you have to get educated. You have to know what you're doing. That's where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. We resolve all that for you. So when we come back from the break, why don't we just talk about a plan? You cool with that? Let's do it.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I've got one more quote from Maria that I'm going to share with you because I think it just drives the whole point home that I'm trying to make for you. Maria says this in the article. It's also very important for people to be able to have a pension too, to be able to retire with dignity. So people aren't forced to be in a position where I am right now, 75 years old and still having to work. Okay. That line right there pretty much tells me that most of what Maria probably did in life, and probably her husband too, was working in jobs where they made money, but they spent all the money. Yeah, you heard me correctly. They made money, but they spent all the money. You might be in that situation right now. You may have a great job. You may make really good income. But when you take a look at your checkbook, and you reconcile your checkbook against your income stream, you find that most of that money gets spent. You and your spouse, and probably your children too, have figured out a way to consume all of that income that you bring in. So here's what you need to do. You need to carve some of that money out. You need to start putting money aside that you earmark specifically for investing. And whether it's $100 a month, whether it's $1,000 a month, whatever you earmark, you need to set that aside. Now, you might be thinking, well, dude, I already do that. I'm already doing that. Oh, you are? And you're thinking, well, yeah, I've got a 401k. Oh, 401ks. Yeah, 401ks. Okay, so, yeah, you are putting money aside. But here's the problem with that 401k and how you're investing. You're on a game plan that, to be honest with you, Dave Ramsey would love. Now, you've heard of Dave Ramsey, right? Dave Ramsey is one of those guys that will help people get out of the economic doldrums that they get themselves into. Yeah, Dave Ramsey can help you solve some basic financial problems. Dave Ramsey will also recommend to you that you stuff money into that 401k, which you just said you're doing. And Dave Ramsey also recommends that you pay off your house. He says that you just keep eking this out over a 30 to 45 year stretch, and you'll win. And you'll get to a point in your life where you have a big bag of money in your 401k. You'll have your house, and it'll be all paid off. So you won't have to pay a mortgage on it, but you will still need to pay taxes, and you better be paying the insurance on it because you don't want to deal with perils in case the place burns down or blows away. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so you get to that place in life. Now you start living off that money. You start consuming that money, and you start praying that you don't run out of money before you die. Yeah, that's kind of the Dave Ramsey methodology. And a lot of people do that, and a lot of people find success doing that. But the end game is not very effective. It's not very effective. Because one of the things that Dave Ramsey will not teach you is how to generate passive income. And if Dave Ramsey advises you on how to buy a house, he's going to tell you to go buy a rental house and pay the whole damn thing off. And I'll tell you what, that is not the right way to do it. That is not the right way to do it. So Dave Ramsey can get you to a certain economic level in life. And I've got nothing against Dave Ramsey. No, I've got nothing against him. As a matter of fact, he helped my children understand basic financial information. He did. He did a great job of that. But I'll tell you this. You need Del Walmsley and the Lifestyles Unlimited team to get you to the next level. Dave Ramsey's only going to get you to a certain place. Yeah, you will climb the mountain, but you will not get to the peak. You need us to help you get to the peak. So let's get back to that discussion on money. Did you know you could, now I'm just letting you know basic information out there. You could cash in that 401k. You could. And some of you think, well, wait a minute, I got an IRA, so could I do that? Yeah, you actually could. Now, some of you are recalling the briefing you received when you first signed up for that 401k, where they talked to you about, hey, you know, the money needs to stay in there and anything you do with it, you can do certain things of investing within that account, but any money that that investment makes has to go back into that account. So all the money just stays in that account. You are not allowed to touch it. You also are aware that unless you're 59 and a half, the government's going to charge you a 10% penalty right off the bat for anything you take out. So let's say you had $1 million in your 401k or your IRAs, wherever you got your money, and you wanted to take that money out and you're not 59 and a half. Well, the government's going to take $100,000 of that. Yeah, that's what the government does to incentivize you to leave that money alone. So you're probably wondering, okay, where does that $100,000 go? To the general fund. Well, what's the general fund? America's treasury. Well, why does it go there? It's my retirement money. Because you're paying a penalty to the United States government. Well, that doesn't seem fair. I'm with you on that. Okay, so I just had that one of those weird conversations with myself, you know, pretending I was talking to you because, well, it's just the way it is. There is a way to avoid the 10% penalty. We have vendors that provide a legal service that allows you to go in and tap into those accounts and avoid the penalty. Now, it doesn't work in every situation, and it doesn't work on every 401k because we're dealing with legal matters, right? So, having said that, though, if you're married and you live in a certain part of the country and your 401k is like within the bigger pool of 401ks where we can assist you, you could avoid the penalty. You could keep $100,000 in your pocket. Now, here's the part you don't want to hear, but I'm going to tell it to you anyhow. You got to pay taxes. Yeah, you have to pay taxes on that money. Unless you get that one little IRA that you're allowed to take the money out without paying taxes because you paid taxes on the money going in. I know, these things are so strange. But most of them, if you take the money out, you're going to pay taxes. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, what is that tax rate? And I'll be honest with you, it's dependent on you and your personal situation. It is absolutely dependent on you and your personal situation. I mean, the taxes could be significant. They could be like 20%. They might be 30%. And that gets you worried, doesn't it? Because now you're starting to think, okay, if I have $1 million in my retirement account and I have to pay, say, 30% taxes on it, I only have $700,000 left. Oh, and if I have one of those retirement accounts where a Lifestyles Unlimited vendor really can't help me out, there's another 100 grand that goes to the government, I only have $600,000. Wow, I'm like losing 40% of my nest egg. I mean, you're doing the math, right? And you're thinking, this is a stupid thing to do. Trust me, I know this is what you're thinking, because if I were in your shoes, I'd be thinking the same thing. This is dumb. Why are we doing this? Because of the upside potential of that money when you get it back in your control. Yeah, I'm telling you, you could take $600,000 and you could invest it correctly in real estate. And I'll be honest with you, if you had $600,000 that you could turn liquid right now, you could probably get yourself retired. Now, I don't know your personal situation. I don't know. I don't know how much money you need to sustain your household. But I would tell you this. I believe that some of the money you spend every month on your household, you probably don't need to be spending that money. It's probably nice to spend money. Does that make sense? It's like disposable income. You know, it's like, oh, okay, so I spent $500 on a thingamajigger that's out in my yard, so all my neighbors think I look cool. All right, so you spent $500 on that. What if you didn't spend the $500 on that? What if you put the $500 aside? Or more importantly, you didn't calculate the $500 into what it costs you to sustain yourself? I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I'm going to throw some numbers out at you that they might catch your attention. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Kirby talks about his experience at the two-day Financial Freedom Seminar.
2008 was my first full year as a financial advisor. 2009, stark contrast, my paychecks went down about 80%. I started looking for avenues to grow my wealth, grow my income. I found Lifestyles Unlimited. I joined in 2010. I started investing in both single family and multifamily. Between 2010 and 2015, I bought 5 houses. The two-day class, they teach you to buy 4 houses to make your first $250,000. I bought 5, and I made about $60,000 each. That was another 300 grand that I made because of real estate.
You've heard us and our members on the radio. Now join the Lifestyles Unlimited team in a city near you or online from the comfort of your own home for the Financial Freedom Seminar. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Use promo code 2022. Save 60% off the regular price, plus get a second year of membership for free. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Limited seating, unlimited potential. Register today at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so in the last segment, I destroyed your $1 million retirement account, didn't I? I turned it into a $600,000 retirement account, and you're not very happy with me. You're not very happy with me because you sat through all the commercial breaks thinking, this Al guy, he's an idiot. He's a moron. He just reduced my retirement account by 40%. What an idiot. Why would any idiot suggest that I do that to my retirement account? Well, here's the idiot's response. So that you get back in control. You heard me correctly. So that you get back in control. And I don't care that you're walking away from matching funds from your employer. I'll be honest with you. I don't care about your matching funds. As a matter of fact, if you did get matching funds, the reality of it is this. If you did exactly what I suggested you did, and you only walked away with $600,000, the reality is what you left behind was the matching funds anyhow. You've pretty much just pulled your own money out. Are we tracking now? Okay. So let me throw some numbers at you. I told you I would. I'm going to. So let's say you get $600,000 and you invest $600,000 into real estate. And I'm just going to suggest that maybe what you do is you invest in apartments, in apartment communities. And because I want you to experience what it's like to be in control of your life and not working 100 hours a week, which is, okay, that might be a big number, but it's probably what it feels like, right? Okay, so you got $600,000, you get into passive deals, and you're going, what the heck is that? What's a passive deal? Okay, so within the Lifestyles Unlimited community, we have an element that is focused strictly on apartment investments. And more so, it is a closed group of investors that, because we're complying with Security and Exchange Commission laws and regulations. That's part of the reason we have to do this, because the government says we have to. Within that group, you have what we call lead investors, which in the outside world would be called syndicators, people that are putting deals together. And then you have passive investors, people that want to invest in those deals. So let's say you deployed all $600,000 into passive deals. And let's say the deals that you selected are very, very conservative. Yeah, not aggressive deals at all. Very, very conservative. With the thought process that you'll make a 6% cash on cash return. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, 6% is pretty low. It's pretty low. You can find it out there. People are paying 6%. Now, I will tell you, most of the Lifestyles Unlimited deals that I've looked at over the last month, they're paying more than 6% cash on cash. But I'm, like I said, I'm going super conservative. That would generate for you about $3,000 a month. $3,000 a month. Now, here's the question I have for you. Can you live off $3,000? And it might be a yes. And it might be a no. It depends on your situation. It depends on what you choose to pay for in your household. Now, $3,000 a month might be enough to retire you or your significant other. I mean, it's a realistic number. And here's the other thing I want you to consider. That $3,000, the taxation on that $3,000 is going to be offset based on the depreciation write-offs that you are required to take by the IRS. Yeah, they want you taking depreciation write-offs, and that depreciation offsets the tax liability on that income stream. So when I'm telling you you're bringing $3,000 a month into your household, what I'm telling you is that you're bringing $3,000 of spendable cash into that household that you can spend on anything that you want. So you might be thinking, well, dude, you know, I could probably get my wife retired on $3,000 a month. Matter of fact, it would help me get retired. But how do we both get retired? Okay, this is where time comes in. Yeah, time comes in. Because remember, I told you, this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. We don't do any of that garbage because that garbage doesn't work. All that garbage does is get you excited about something that will not achieve the result you're looking for. So time is your ally. Because over time, those investments that you made with those different lead investors, those syndicators, if you will, they're going to be repositioning those properties to do great things. So what I'm getting at is that the income streams may only be $3,000 per month, but that's just in the beginning. That's just in the beginning. Because some of these investments, depending on which investments you chose, some of these investments will get to a place of doubling your capital in a certain period of time. Now, some investments can get it done in about 2 to 3 years. Those are very aggressive, what we call value play deals. They exist out there. A lot of heavy lifting on behalf of the syndicator. No heavy lifting on your part. Yet you get to benefit in the rewards that that syndicator puts together. We call it a lead investor. So let's say they double your money in like 2 to 3 years. Now, other investments you make, maybe they double your money in 5 years, or maybe they double your money in 7 years. It just depends on the type of investment you're doing. So let's say, hypothetically, you invest the money today. Every deal that you got into is a 5-year hold. And every deal that you chose gives you the potential to double your money in that 5-year period. So here's the question I have for you. When you get to the 5-year mark and all of those assets sell, and now you don't have $600,000 in your hand, you have $1.2 million in your hand. Now you go out and you redeploy that $1.2 million. And even if you're only getting a 6% return, tracking with me, now you're at $6,000 a month. And the question I have for you is this. Can you and your spouse live off of $6,000 in spendable cash? If the answer is yes, and you're at the 5-year mark, you have achieved everything that we tell you you should be able to achieve by doing what we do. Now, some of you listening are going, dude, I don't have $600,000 in my account. I mean, I don't have a lot of money in my account. Okay, we need to fix that. We need to fix that. You need to decide where you want to be in 5 years. And if you want to be retired in 5 years, we need you to start putting some of your money aside. And it's okay to go ahead and tap into those accounts. You can pull the money out of those accounts and start investing that money in real estate now. I'm serious. Everybody has a different path forward. Everybody's path is completely different. Now, the way I explained to you today just had to do with the passive investing role in apartment communities. But there's another path available to you in single family homes. Oh yeah, you can make a lot of money in single family homes. As a matter of fact, for those of you that are kind of in that camp where you're going, dude, I don't have like that ton of money you're talking about. Okay, single family homes will actually, especially in today's marketplace, but you have to be in the right marketplace. These assets are doing some great things. Yeah, I have seen single family homes triple your money in a 5-year period, not double, but triple your money. Oh, and they could actually produce higher cash flow. So if that 6% isn't a good number for you, and you need something closer to say 15%, well, single family can do that for you. I look at deals all day long that indicate to me that I could easily get a 15% cash on cash return on my investment in single family. So single family, to be honest with you, is a great way for you to go faster than you could go with the multifamily. And it positions you to be in a place where you can dispose of all of those single family assets if you choose to, and then transition into multifamily. Yeah, you don't have to play in one particular sandbox. No, you don't have to play in one particular sandbox. You play in the sandbox that makes the most sense for you. And ironically, one of the things that you're going to figure out once you get educated by our outstanding educators. Now, the people that educate you, these are all self-made millionaires. who have done exactly what we teach. They've done exactly what we teach. They've gone out there, they've produced results in the single family space, in the multifamily space. So they're credible. And they actually have a gift of teaching. Yeah, these guys like to have fun teaching you how to do this stuff. And they will make you successful. The other piece you're going to need a mentor. Lifestyles Unlimited can help you out with that, but you don't have to use Lifestyles Unlimited mentors. But we have them if you need them. So you're wondering, okay, Al, how do I do all this? Go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. You heard me correctly, LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Sign up for a free workshop. We will get you started. And man, you're going to love the results.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.